Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Cinco de Fivo with Evan and Tiki on The Fan.
Cinco de Fivo. It's brought to you by Helix Wireless, connecting everything, everywhere, and by Wendy's. Try the new Pretzel Baconator today. And they don't need goofy mascots. All right. Here's my post-Subway series, post-Mikhail Bridges, an update to a frequent, semi-frequent Cinco. It's the updated list of the top five teams in New York closest to a championship, excluding the Liberty and our local soccer team.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Enough, yeah.
Here we go.
Here we go!
Number five.
The Jets. I guess in that small percentage with Aaron Rodgers taking off, I must include them in this list. The Jets at number five.
Number five. They should be higher than that, but okay.
It's my list, Evan. You can debate it all you
I'm
want.
I'm just making a comment. That's all.
Number four.
It's the Devils. Markkanen, despite some producers here calling him mid, does make them legitimate in net. I think the Devils will have a big bounce back. The Devils at four.
I kind of agree with that because the Devils looked so promising 2 years ago. They've had major goaltending issues. Now they acquire, wasn't he like a Vezina finalist a couple years ago?
I got to double check that, but there's a point in time this year where him versus Igor, there was thought these could be the two best players.
I'm kind of with you. A big bounce back candidate, plus they went out and added a goaltender. I'm with you on Jersey.
All right, here we go.
Number three.
It's the Yankees at number three. In theory, you know, October would make them the closest, but it's getting harder and harder to believe this specific year will be the year.
52-30, first place in the American League East. Go
right.
on.
Stop the negativity.
Okay. Number two.
It's the Knicks. You can't put them number one yet. I got to see OG Anunoby actually play playoff games. Can't put them at number one, but they get closer, so I'll push them over the Yankees to number two.
All right, who's number one? Let me guess.
Number one.
It's the Rangers, who will likely make a big move tomorrow. And one thing has convinced me after all this pandemonium, I don't envision a scenario where the Rangers are not Stanley Cup champions a year from now.
You're doing this again?
I'm back in, man.
You did this all last year.
What's the kitschy thing to make you believe it?
I think they're shaping up some salary cap room here, getting a hunch tomorrow.
No, that's not kitschy.
Tomorrow
that's
at the draft.
That's actual good business. I mean, like 1994. Like, what's the deal?
Well, I haven't found that yet, Teague.
Okay, so you have no chance then.
What do you mean? Forget it.
You have no chance.
No, next year is 2025. It is the 65-year anniversary of 1940.
That's more like it.
There you go.
Not 60. 85 years.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Yeah.
You got your math off
and
a little
85
bit.
Is the number that David Tyree wore when he made the helmet catch.
See, now you're speaking our language.
Now you're talking like
it's magical with the number 85.
I disagree with every aspect of that list, but it's your list. So congratulations.
I actually think that's pretty accurate, to be honest.
Okay, it's your accurate. I don't think it is. I would have it ranked very differently.
Okay, well, tell me. Give me your Cinco de Evo on this list.
I'm going to start with number one because it's tough to go backwards. The team closest to a championship is the New York Yankees. I stand by that. Mm.
Okay, well, I mean, you're just really trying to make yourself feel good with the Mets
I'm not trying to make myself feel... It has nothing to do with myself. Which team, when I close my eyes, is closest to a championship? Yeah. I don't know. Is in first place in the American League East, has two legendary offensive bats, has one of the best pitchers in baseball despite his struggles, will be aggressive before the trade deadline, and I'm sorry, I'm not letting 3 weeks of bad baseball just tell me they suck.
And you know they're all in for it.
And I know they're all in for it.
Right.
I put them number one.
Hope you're right.
You want to know who number two is?
It's the Jets. Isn't
the New York Jets are number two.
Solely Aaron Rodgers, right?
I mean, or having a top defense. I don't know. Maybe that has something to do with it.
You got to do it again.
Robert Saleh's won as many titles as Tom Thibodeau. All right?
Top defense. Did we get Hassan Reddick home from Japan yet?
Number three, I would say, is the New York Mets. We've got Grimace.
Oh,
we've got Mojo. We got everything going. And it's baseball, Susan. Baseball's very different. You're always closer to a championship.
Hold
than
on. Your division, it might preclude you from being.
I don't have to win the division. Dude. Who said that?
I'm not saying you have to win a division. But at some point, your division is going to get in your way.
You think the Mets this October have a better chance of winning a World Series than either the Rangers or Devils next spring?
Well, hold on. This is my list now.
Well, that's what you're telling me.
Obviously, I said yes because I just put them third. Okay. Can I get to fourth now?
Right.
Number four, the New Jersey Devils. I'm with you, man. I'm totally on the train, baby. We got ourselves, I mean you. They got a goaltender.
Huh.
Bounce back season. Huh. Jack Hughes is great.
Yeah.
Give me the Devils at number four. Now you want to know number five?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ready for this one? The New York Giants.
What?
Maybe I believe in Daniel Jones.
Oh, this is such
Maybe I believe in Daniel Jones more than you guys believe in Daniel
Over
Jones.
Over the New York Rangers?
Yeah, they're frauds, dude.
Oh,
come
stop.
On. The captain is Jacob Trouba.